Yeah, I was just about to do that. On my part, I can say that I was very happy to have such a wonderful group of students. I was very delighted to see that every one of you were so sincerely involved in this course. And yes, there had been lots of questions, but those questions actually indicate the sincerity of your desire to learn. You all came here with a sincere desire to learn Bhagavad Gita. And that was very, very enlightening for me. It's true, for me to take out this 1 week was very difficult. When Radha Sundari wrote to me asking to give a course for 2 weeks, I said, no way. and she insisted then, okay, then do it at least for 1 week. And then I had to agree. And I feel very happy that I did agree. Because for me also this was a very profound and a very novel experience. I have given many seminars, many courses, but as I mentioned that on the first day, it's the first time I'm giving a course in Bhagavad Gita. And while I was giving the course, I was seeing how important Bhagavad Gita actually is for all of us. Sometimes we tend to neglect Bhagavad Gita. Like in our day-to-day life, most of us attend Bhagavatam classes. But how many of us attend Bhagavad Gita classes? In the evening, how often even we have Bhagavad Gita classes in the temples? Although Prabhupada instituted that there should be Bhagavatam class in the morning and Bhagavad Gita class in the evening. But often I notice in many temples, we don't really have this Bhagavad Gita class. So that is one thing. Another thing I was considering that our way of teaching often is rather impersonal. We sit on a vasasana, give the lecture, ask a few questions, and that's it. But the process of learning is a continuous exchange, continuous reciprocation between the teacher and the student. So the more the reciprocation, better will be the relationship between the teacher and the student. And Krishna consciousness process is actually a relationship between teacher and student. We all are students, and at the same time, we all are teachers. And we have many teachers, not that we have only one teacher, not that only our Diksha Guru is our teacher. We have many, many Shiksha Gurus. We have many, many instructing spiritualists. And the more we make advancement, the more this area of Shiksha Guru will broaden. So this is what we are here for. And also this involvement, that intense involvement in systematic way of learning something, is absolutely essential. Again, like we have this Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavata classes and other classes. And even we have separate arrangements also for these classes, but as students, we don't really prepare ourselves. We don't get into it. Like, we go to Bhagavatam class, but how often do we read the verse before going to the class? I'll honestly admit, often, before giving the class, I don't even read the verse. I read the verse for the first time, sitting on the chair. I mean, first time in the sense, at that time. And, but it is important that we understand the need to get involved. And the more we get prepared, more we prepare ourselves, the greater will be the depth of our involvement. So, and in such classes, what do? We prepare ourselves, both as a teacher and students. Like we, before coming to the class, we read, we go through the chapter, we try to probe into it, and while we are, I'll also honestly admit that while answering your questions, I got deeper and deeper realization myself. So this is how this process becomes effective. And this is how this process, the authenticity and genuineness of this process is manifested. Like, Bhagavad Gita is not a theoretical study. It's a practical application. We have to, what we are going through, we have to apply it in our own lives. And the process is very simple. Most of you mentioned that the answers and the clarifications were very simple. Yes, because Bhagavad Gita is simple. This whole Krishna consciousness process is simple. It is as simple as becoming ourselves. What is Krishna consciousness teaching us? Krishna consciousness is simply teaching us to become ourselves. Right now we are not ourselves. Right now we are somebody else. All of us. We are somebody else. We are not our real self. And this process of Krishna consciousness is actually taking us to our real self. All of you know it, our real self is our spirit. But now we are thinking that this body to be ourselves. This body is somebody else, isn't it? All our bodies are not us, but they are somebody else. And we are thinking that somebody else is me. So this process of Krishna consciousness is teaching us that look, that is not yourself. Who you are thinking yourself to be is not yourself. Yourself is somebody else. Yourself is someone other than that. Now tell me, is it difficult to become yourself? No. It is difficult to be somebody else. It is difficult to be somebody else. To try to be somebody else is difficult. Like, if who you are, I mean, if you are who you are, then it's very natural to you. But when you're pretending to be somebody else, then it will be very difficult, because you'll always be acting. You have to always pretend. You have to always do something that you are not. So that's why the process of Krishna consciousness is very, very simple. It's a matter of becoming ourselves. And what is causing us to be someone else other than ourselves is the impurity. What is that impurity? This impurity is our material consciousness. So So Krishna consciousness is removal, a process of removing our material consciousness. Krishna consciousness is to eliminate the impurities. For example, water, as water is pure. But if water has something else, even if water has some milk, it's not pure water. It is impure, even though it's milk. And what to speak of mud? And that has become our condition. We have become full of mud. Therefore, that water is not pure. Ourself is not pure. We have our muddy self. We have our material self. So that is what we have to work on. And Bhagavad Gita is reminding us. Bhagavad Gita is teaching us. Bhagavad Gita is showing the way to us how to become ourselves. So, we have a very wonderful subject to deal with. We have a very wonderful process to practice, and we have a very wonderful goal to achieve. Therefore, the whole Krishna consciousness, entire Krishna consciousness, is wonderful. So, it was not only enriching to yourself, it was enriching to myself also. It was not only exciting to you, it was very exciting to me also. As you were saying, every morning you woke up and looked forward to the class. And every morning I woke up and I was thinking how to present the class, how to present the topic to you, how to simplify this topic to you. Thank you all very much. So, in a way, I'm feeling sad that tomorrow I have to leave. And today the classes are coming to an end. Anyway, we will stay in touch. If you have any questions, you can write to me, send me email. And my email address is bhakti.charu.swami@spanco.net. How many of you have WinCom? Okay, those who have WinCom program, for you it is easy because you can just go to the address. When you go new text or search, if you go to Bhakti, you'll get it. But those who don't have WinCom, you can write.